אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 486, מאמר אהבת השם ואהבת הבריות, בכותרת למה ניתנה...
We are reading in the article The Love of the Creator and the Love of the Created Beings from בעל הסולם, under the article, under the title Why was the Torah given to Israel? Questions can be sent to kab.tv and pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
למה ניתנה התורה לאומה הישראלית?
Now we can answer the question why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations of the world. The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none absent. However, because of the lowness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is adhesion with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so you be merciful. Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded, and over 400 years they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to a scale of merit.
All in all, the exile, the feeling of the rejection, that force of... that doesn't allow you to unite, even though we want to unite. That force of coarseness, of aviyut, it has four stages. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4 of the aviyut, of the coarseness. And that's called the 400 years. 400 shekel in money, and so on. It's according to the name Havaya, all these measurements. And that's why when all this evil is revealed that is stopping us from uniting completely, it means they went through the exile of Egypt. Who is they? Us too. We also want to rise to receiving the Torah. So every day there is a giving of Torah. We have to equip ourselves with to attain that feeling of the exile, which is a feeling that gets bigger of rejection, of hate, of distancing, of the no ability to connect over those four levels of coarseness. The receiving for myself, which is called Egypt, Mitzrayim, or Pharaoh, which Egypt is just the first three levels. It's the still vegetative and animal, and animalistic level, and the fourth level is called Pharaoh, and Dalet of Dalet is called the 10 blows, the 10 plagues, like the 10 children of Ammon. It's always that. And then they exit. What does that mean? That we have to unite between us, even though all that evil is revealed. And that it calls that we are running away from Egypt and ready for receiving the Torah. What does that mean? That we scream, and then comes that force that helps you come out of the desire to receive. And from that moment, we're ready to unite because we're not in Egypt anymore. We're above the ego. Then we're ready to unite. We're willing. And the reforming light influences on us. That's already called the Mount of Sinai, and you became a nation. That means one connection. And from then on, we start correcting Egypt, where you start, what's it called, scraping, like the scrape out of there, a layer after a layer of the desire to receive and rise it up is rising a chap, and whatever you can, it's the heart of stone that stays there till Gemar Tikkun. That happens after Matan Torah, that's how we start advancing. So, from the whole sum of the shattered souls, that there's that one soul called Adam, as it was shattered to pieces. Let's say, if a human body is just crushed into a lot of pieces. So if you start putting it together, you start from the easiest parts, the lightest parts, the more sensitive parts. We still don't really understand what it means to those that leave Babylon with Abraham, what pieces of the soul they are, the ones that connected to him, and to what exactly, to what source, to what point in the body of the Adam Rishon it belongs to. Really, it's like the point in the heart of the Adam Rishon. Well, we still have to scrutinize that term. And that's how we advance. So, the wisdom of Kabbalah is a divine method that belongs to all of humanity, and it deals with everything, the entire Kli, Galgalta, Naim, Achap, the whole process. It's not that it belongs to one thing and to the other it doesn't. It holds all of reality inside it. From the world of Ein Sof, everything. But the ones who use it are only those that can, on their own, they can add a chishen instead of beito, hastening the times instead of at its own time, raise that man instead of beito, and in that way, bestow to others too. But from what Bala Sulam says here, it's obvious that the wisdom of Kabbalah is for everybody. It is the method of correction for everybody. Okay? What?
Seth from the Jerusalem group says, what symbolizes, what shows
what
the peak of the tide when we're coming to
the peak of the exile? Well, the beginning of the exile is the feeling that the evil inclination is what is bothering, not letting us connect. That's what Bala Sulam writes about Jacob's children in the article on the society, that's what caused the exile to Egypt. Well, what article is that? The social, right? I'm searching for my brothers, right? Something like that. That's the beginning of the exile. When I see that I am already yearning to the Creator, and through the Creator, on the way to the Creator, I have to yearn for unity, and on the way to unity, I have my nature that's just standing there and not letting me get close to that. That's the beginning of the Galut, of the exile. That's what happened to the sons of Jacob.
He asked, what is the peak of the exile from which the redemption starts?
So the peak is when we see that Pharaoh always wins. The darkness of Egypt. That's the peak of the exile. That we are completely in the angel of death, nothing else. And from that darkness, you can exit. Only the Creator, Him and Himself, not an angel and not a nothing, but His upper force in the state of complete despair, that there can be any nothing, no salvation. It means that you want it so bad, you want to unite so bad. We understand exactly that everything depends on that. The life depends on our unity, and that it's impossible. It's great despair, and that's called the darkness of Egypt. And then, our opportunity is revealed to us. Where are you?
We're on the sentence where it says, to the scale of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man. Being a small and single nation among 70 great nations, when there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was then given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation. However, the Israeli nation was to be a transition. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to a scale of merit, then the Messiah will be revealed. This is because the role of the Messiah is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with Him, but to teach the ways of God to all the nations, as the verse says, and all the nations will flow unto Him.
That's it. Yes, Asha.
Meaning the difference between us right now here and the rest of the 99% is actually that we are aware of where we are and where we're going, in what direction, what goal, and they one day will know this, will recognize this.
No. They won't know exactly where they're going. They won't be aware of it. We're talking about everyone who won't have a point in the heart. They will know it through the troubles and blows and problems that they're going to discover in their life on the corporeal level. The difference between Israel and the nations, meaning those who are drawn to revealing the Creator, it doesn't matter what nationality they're from, and those of the nations, we're talking about every person specifically. Does he have some kind of inner yearning to discovering the Creator or not? That's the only difference between humans on the spiritual matter. So whoever has a deficiency, the beginning of the spiritual vessel, so he develops it, and there is where he gets all his discernments and receives his reward. Whoever doesn't have that won't really feel this path. He doesn't have these vessels. Even if he will hear, he doesn't have the inner vessels. So they will know that their job is to support, to participate in that way. It's not something you can just strike out. It's not something you disregard. It's part of the system. But their attainment will be like somebody participating. I know how to say this. Let's say when you learn something on an outer level and then in somewhat you can understand it, but not like somebody that really feels it. You can't explain it. It's not something that exists in our world. Let's say somebody you can see, or a blind person. How can you explain to a blind person what seeing is?
It's a very powerful internal sensation. But it says, they will know me from the smallest to the greatest, meaning that everyone needs to know them.
Yeah.
But at different levels of knowing?
Yeah, but through unity will come such an integration that everybody will see everybody's vessels. Even not like in their body, but completely everybody is integrated with everybody. That brain, machatzamot gedim basar or, that brain and bones and skin and everything will be one. It's going to be a system that there won't be any cell on your heel that won't be tied to the center of the brain.
Meaning there won't be any separation in the roles or anything.
In nothing. I don't know and I can't express it, but this is what it seems to me.
The meaning of my question comes from the point that when I go out to give some kind of lecture or coming to be included and give something, some kind of sensation in order to feel.
Just be careful not to tell them things that...
Of course not.
Not to tell them things that they can't, like, organize inside. How can I say it?
To feed them, to give them a livelihood.
Yeah,
identify with them. I understand that point. But, and not to come from some kind of point of pride that I know and all that. I need to come...
With love?
With love, yes.
That's it. Nothing else. If I know more, so what? I came to serve you. And what I received from above in order to give everything to you. And in my eyes, you're more important than me, because everything depends on you.
Of course. Okay, thank you.
Right, Niv? You're greater than me? Come on.
From you know. He writes here, although the Israeli nation was to be a transition, this means that the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power to the rest of the nations, which is a very practical sentence for us right now. What we're doing as we're coming out, joined in the keeping of the Torah, is we want to draw the light and pass it onwards. What does the passing of the intensity of light from us to the public depend upon?
Also on the upper one, also on the lower one. The upper one has to adapt himself to the lower one. First of all, because we have received an awakening and an opportunity and everything before they awaken. It's a period of time for us to adapt ourselves to them. It's knowing and understanding and feeling and getting ready and preparing materials, explanation materials, and for studying and games and everything what we need in order to take care of them. In all the levels of population, that depends on us, and that is something we have to do. In according to how we succeed in advancing, being ready for an action and taking care of them. And according to that, they also come to the feeling of the shattering. And how do I say it? Feeling of... that they don't have any solution of what they've reached through their natural development. We need to help them understand that the natural development is an egoistic development through the ego. The fact that we explain it in the, what we explain in the beginning of integral education, that all our development was through the ego, and we got to the crisis, not that we scare them, we just explain where we are, right? That we have come to this in our natural development, nobody here is guilty, but this was the direction that we had to take through nature, through our evolution, to advance and develop to this form. And now, when we're here, at the end of development, in such a way that we don't even want to develop, man doesn't care today to develop, do something else, no. Everything is at the end. The science, everything we deal with, everything is in its end. And now, what we need, except for showing them how we've reached that end of the egoistic development, and also a bit to let them understand that there's no nothing new can show up, but only like a pause, and then the evil forces are accumulating. Except for that, we have to explain where it comes from. So now we're talking about nature. On one hand, nature develops our ego on one side, and on the other side, when we reach a peak, the egoistic peak, and even before that, nature is coming towards us. It's developing ego in us on one side, but also revealing itself on the other side. Here, like this. On one hand, we're developing through the ego in this way constantly. And on the other side, the nature is also revealing itself towards us more and more and more. We're developing through our ego, right? Our ego that is growing and growing and growing. That this is history, right? History of humanity. And this is nature, the round nature, circular, that is always revealing itself as more and more circular. And that's why we don't develop through that we're individual, and that these cells that are advancing, we can also see it in the still vegetative inanimate, that they understand through their development that it's worth it for them to unite and make, how do you call it? Like collect, yeah, like connections, bigger connections by participating. You can deal with that, and I'll deal with that, and you deal with that. It starts becoming like organs in a body. So, on one hand, nature develops in us our individual feeling, individualism. Individualism, let's say, yeah? And on the other hand, it develops our sense of unity. And then we reach the state that here we're all tied together, and on the other hand, nature is also revealing itself as round. And then there's a collision between us. That here, how do you say it? Well, even that we're connected, we're still exploiting each other, exploiting the others. And here, what has to be is the love of others. And then the difference between these two, we feel is something as the big crisis. That this delta, this difference, is the feeling of the crisis, and we're in front of nature really in a bad feeling. These are the two forces of nature that nature is activating. There's no solution here, but starting to deal with unity, but good unity, because also exploiting is a kind of unity. It's the evil connection, the bad connection. We're all connected. That's why it's called global on one side, and on the other side it's called crisis. And here it also has to be global, but in unity. Crisis, global crisis. And here has to be global unity. Yes.
A question from Avishai from Nahariya. He writes like this: Rav, I've been learning for many years. I do dissemination and I live and breathe the group. There are places where I'm really difficult in corporeality, and I try to connect them to spirituality. Last lesson, I heard that you say that corporeal blows will be the learning way for the 99% and not for who I'm learning. Does it say that I'm not learning? No. The fact that we're receiving also all kinds of burdening of our hearts through the blows of different kinds in our regular life, it's part of the process. That's part of the process. But it's in addition to what is being revealed in our hearts. Whereas the world advances only through having it bad. Look at what happens. If there is some person here, and he advances through wanting to, a desire, a deficiency, some sort of what kind of deficiency? A deficiency for corporeality. Only understand that if you already receive an inclination towards the Creator, then you already start from here, deficiency for spirit. That's where you are now. You are advancing through a different deficiency completely. Already your inclinations are, although you're not yet the connection, but anyways, you're already starting. It's true that spirituality then is more important than corporeality, kind of blocks you, but also the inclination, also the trend, the approach, everything is different. Well, yes.
So when we're trying to explain these things to the public, what depends the intensity of the reforming light?
So now we explain to them that the crisis stems from our lack of adaptation to the, or suitability to the nature, that we came to a state of final development. There's no more, there's nowhere else to develop to. Even if we were to develop more technology, let's say some kind of new instruments will come, it will all be to our detriment. We notice that in the last few dozen years, that what develops, what opens, is actually for the worst situation of the Creator. There are drugs that are being used to exploit people, to sell and so forth, and you have technologies that can mess up the ecology and everything. You're not given to them. There are technologies that could correct the ecology, and they're not given to you because of economics. You have a bulb that burns after 100 hours. The technology is not helping our advancement because our ego is already in a place and it is not letting us use anything for the sake of humans. In the end, all kinds of elites and different people that want or don't want, the ego is operating in them. It has nothing to do with anything else. All the managers and all the governments and all those high elites, it's the ego is operating them. They're not to blame, but altogether, this general ego buries any good thing. We once thought that humanity will reach all kinds of places and the space program and all kinds of things, and everything is over without any good results. We wasted a lot of money for that, and it won't benefit anything. We don't see forward. That's the crisis, actually. We don't see ahead any ray of light. And therefore, there's nothing to wait for. And the crisis is occurring, and more, and people are coming out of the workforce. And altogether, what are you explaining to them now? You're explaining that the problem we have is people. The fact that people don't know how to use nature correctly. Now, how do I not know how to use? Me, I live, yes, whatever I can, I use. No. What's being revealed now is the force in reality, which is different than there was before. Earlier, we could do things for our ego, succeed, get along. Now we can't. This is only the beginning of this process. We have entered a certain passage, which is very special. Whatever we used prior to this and was successful and all that, since then, now everything you used in that way deteriorates. And it has to do with all the riots and the protests, and whether they're ecological or private or individual blows. What do? We change man's nature. Otherwise, we won't be able to build anything good. How do you change one's nature? Humanity doesn't have any advice for this. First of all, we don't even think about this. No one thinks about this direction. No one thinks about education, that you could change somehow the relations between us, and through that the world will change. No, as much as I read, how much money to here, how much money to there. Maybe we'll save on this, maybe we'll do that. Everything is industry and monies. Nothing other than that. Mostly it's money. As if everything depends on that. How we will invent for everyone, make up for everyone a workplace. You can't. You have 60% that are unemployed in south of Europe. And in all of Europe, 20%. And also they say that this is all only what they're allowing to publicize. What work will you give them? What could you possibly do with them? What work? Like in concentration camps, that they gave work to pass the earth from this side to that side, and then from there, that side to this side? What will you give them to do? I don't know. It's all. We simply came to a stage in which we need to do a good calculation about the sum of everything. And then we come to a point where nature will change in a way that it will relate to us in a different way. The governance, the providence, that force that develops us is a round force, and it demands from us to be round, to be connected together and adapted to nature. We need to organize the human society in a different way. Each needs to get only what is good for his life alone, and not chase after redundant surplus, so we can just print more money and add more of that green stuff in the banks, so we are emptying earth and robbing it and truly destroying ourselves and all of the ecology. And so on. Meaning we need to correct the person. And to correct the person, there's only such a method that we awaken ourselves to connect to circles, and to start to awaken through the connection that force which is in the center of the circle, which is this inner force which was prepared for us from nature, a true spiritual force which connects between us and brings us to the new life. And they feel the new life not in spirituality, rather in a organized corporeal manner. Yes?
When you explain these things to us, your words just drop in inside us and are understood emotionally to us, and you're also adapted to us. But us, when we're not in your form, when we go out to the public, how do we adapt ourselves in the best way to a public that has no demands, and we make the reforming light in the most effective way?
In each and every one, there is a connection with the problems that are upon the world right now. There is a connection. You can approach any person. Divorce, broken, without work, lack of children education, health, ecology and general economy, lack of an apartment, or you know, all kinds of social justice you have in each and every one. There's a mechanism of all the problems and claims. You have to how to get to them. Our problem is that we don't know the audience. We don't know who we're coming to. If we were able to create, could create products that answer the demand of the audience for a good life, simple and balanced, a secure and healthy life, then you will reach this. Let's say you don't need to do a movie like Asaf did for the Americans, but he knew in advance what he was about to do. He learned this and then succeeded. We need to take the Israeli society or our groups all around the world, wherever they are, and to try and clothe it with that slice of the Israeli society to which you're intending. It could be single parents, it could be health issues, it could be anything in the population that, what in each part of it, what is the big claim, what is their deficiency? And this is how you need to approach. I think there are 2, 3, maybe 4, 5 such issues through which you can explain everything. To the point that you don't even have to go and do 10 lectures and nothing. It's enough for you to do, let's say, 3 different kinds of movies. I'm talking about you also, especially, that this movie within an hour and a half, in a nice manner, explains to a person our whole agenda, where he is and where he needs to reach, and is a lack of a choice on behalf of nature, and to do it in a comfortable manner so that you'll have a good future. You can do this. So there are those that you have to explain it to them in a way that is in different manners. Although the Israeli society is relatively pretty, I don't think there's huge differences here. This is what we need to do. No. And after that, when you come already to discussions and operations, activities, that's something. But let's start with this. I think that this is the most important thing because it has to be a general product to all of Israel, the Israelis, maybe also to Jews overseas, in which you also explain to them anti-Semitism and how we correct it and so on. I think that first of all we need to do that. And then you don't need 10 lectures, 20 lectures, all kinds of things. You will do them later, but with someone that's already received a certain softening. What?
That's understood, but from a different angle, a question I know the groups are asking. Let's say we go out to integral education or contact with the people, or like now in Book Week, but more from the integral education. How important is it for the friend to be connected to an inner, let's say, a friend that goes to integral education, can he not be in morning lessons? If he's not, will the light keep going?
If he's connected to us somehow, for the time being, he should go out. Later, we'll connect him more also. Yes, Leo.
About giving our message to the people, we're like collecting a lot of information when we try and meet them and go with take them through a process. And I want to let everybody know, it's nice to see how it happens. It's not new, but people are much more interested in their own problems than a world view.
Right, but you need to show them where it stems from. That it's from general to individualistic, and from private to general, that you can't escape that. His private problem is the same private problem that many millions have in the world. And that's the problem. I understand that he doesn't want to raise his head above his plate. But he needs to know that what's going to be in his plate depends on how connected he is to other people that are in his environment. At least that.
Yeah, that too. But let's say about bringing like some kind of rational to them, it seems that it's more important to start from the person's personal plate. And we have a lot of nice messages that opens their eyes.
You are right, I agree. I like to see this in a big manner, and that's why this is my field. But it's true, the small individual, we shouldn't exit his circle.
And not only that, I think every person that has a point in the heart wants to see the big system, but the public is a lot less than that. And we gotta...
You're right. That is our flaw. You're right. It is very difficult. You see, Baal HaSulam also writes about this. It's a problem. We need someone that will share it in a more personal manner, that is close to a person, and especially to specific people, or to certain layers in the public.
Yuval from Tivon is asking, how can we use the force that of Book Week now to help correct the world? And what is that force we have in Book Week?
The Book Week is a time when we have contact with many people. I don't know, were there many people already yesterday there that were around, that were mingling around?
I was in Jerusalem yesterday. I think there were about 30 people there with the shirts and with love. Jerusalem is a religious city, so it was mainly religious people. It's only the beginning of Book Week, so it's much more calm. There weren't a lot of people. And there was... first of all, we were different. You know, those sparkling colors of the shirts and smiling and receiving the audience. I got there a bit late, so I came in and everybody received me. I saw those colors in front of my eyes and the smiling of other friends from the young group who came there. And really, there was something very special. And like I said, it's the beginning. People are flowing into this, and Jerusalem is Jerusalem. Most people that come there are religious. That they also show that they're interested, and they're looking at our books, and somebody bought the collection of writings, and
Sources, yes, they want that. Oh, good. Yes, then.
I want to focus what Amit was asking. We know that when we come in contact with the people, we can see what their desires are. And when you're talking to them, you can adopt yourself and change yourself. Or even hold on to the Kavanah, something dynamic. But media is something passive. Now, if I create something and try to adapt it, let's say a reality show, of course many people will watch it. But then what I want to say, I can't say directly.
If we study the audience that we want to send a message to, through some movie, then we do a movie that is exactly adapted to and suited to that audience.
Right, but if you take a movie like Asaf did, which is a great movie, but it only
correct.
Is directed to someone
I
very
agree.
Specifically.
Well, so what? But it attained what it needed to achieve. He learned that niche and directed it to it.
Let's say we soften this. Just from the making of it, there was a connection of whoever made it. There's something...
No. What enters in them, the inner force does pass. But we need to come to a state in which not just the inner force, but... As you enter them into some room and close them for an hour, and they necessarily see it and receive a certain inner injection, you need to also come to a state in which they understand and feel inside their corporeal vessel.
Well, a big problem is that the things that have the most rating are like entertainment, and they work on the left line. And what we have to make is opposite.
I understand you. The fact that we, anyways, needs to wait until the audience will understand even more and every layer will understand it at a different time. There are layers in society that already feel now that they must break down store windows and all that, otherwise they will be left without a piece of bread to eat. And there are those that it's not so much. Yeah, their salary was lowered a little bit, a few less hours, but they can still exist somehow. They can still maintain their lives because everyone's in some crisis and so on. This comes from the lower layers and then from that point up and up. And we also therefore need to think how to do this and to approach those layers of society that are already feeling that there's something that's going on here that must be changed.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to support what you're saying that about the specification of the audience. We have to understand that what Asaf did isn't something completely like a little niche. It was viewed more than 300,000 times. Every week, like 15,000 people keep watching it. This movie is in tens of blogs and websites. It won first place in the film festival in the U.S. It was translated in different languages by people that have nothing to do with us. It's on TV channels. It's expanding much more than a little audience.
Well, I don't understand how it is spreading there, but if we will try to do such things, not necessarily this, but about the situation, its cause, and the remedy, what all together is there? So for each and every audience, if it would be clear, we can make this as the main part of dissemination. And then just the care. And the care can also be done. The widest media altogether these days is either internet and TV. But if you don't have anything else, but if someone will stand there and will give you an hour lecture, no one will hear it. And who has the nerves and the time and the strength? So really, the movie must be. Therefore, I'm turning to the management and to whoever knows how to do this, that we need to try and implement this. To talk about this and discuss it, but I hope that we will succeed in the book week. I only received one negative response that our book wrappings covers aren't as colorful compared to the shirts. So, and really, if we want to attract a wider audience, we need to have a much more attractive book cover. It's not someone that takes some kind of sources of alachot and so on. It's someone who, and our, in short, our covers, our book covers are not attractive. We need to take this into account on each and every book. And for the time being, today we will succeed more.
Announcement to the end. No stories. Free books for download. For Book Week, Channel 66 is inviting you to download all our books for free in a digital form. Go to 66books.co.il. And you can see us all over Israel in different stands till June 15th. And we'll go to a clip. Well, there's no clip, so have a good day.
I'm on the path towards a goal I run. No time for rest. My journey's just begun. It's all uphill. No finish line in sight. I'm low on fuel. And I can't see the light. Stop and pray for the strength to go on. My mind says stop, but my heart is strong. Suddenly, he is by my side, pushing me with his loving drive. He evokes this love I can't explain. And all I want is for him to attain. Yashakel. It is the only way. Yashakel. Let's turn this night into day. Yashakel. I'm not turning back. Yashakel. Let's use this life to attack. We move on. The rain is coming down. The path is tough. Us down, both so tired. He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength to grow. Covenant, we're starting to bestow. Suddenly, they are by our side, pushing us with his loving drive. They evoke this love we can't explain. It is the only way. Yashakel. Let's turn this night into day. Yashakel. I'm not turning back.